In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis has announced his COVID-19 relief fund will begin accepting applications for its sixth round of funding this week. Polis reiterated the criteria to be eligible for the money at Tuesday's coronavirus briefing.
Community-based organizations in Colorado helping renters, helping with health care, helping with daycare for kids can get grants of up to $25,000. I visited several of the recipients of these grants in across our state.
He says the fund has raised and dispersed over $16 million. The fund distributed its first grants in April. Over 700 statewide organizations and nonprofits have received funding, including school districts and religious organizations. President Trump recently signed the Great American Outdoors Act into law, but federal land management is still a divisive topic for Colorado's lawmakers. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The bill passed with bipartisan support, providing billions of dollars for national parks and other federal lands. But Colorado Democrats have had little luck in the U.S. Senate with other proposals on wilderness protections. Republican Congressman Ken Buck described the efforts as overreach during a telephone town hall on Tuesday.
Why doesn't Diana DeGette put, scenic river restrictions on the Platte River going through Denver? She doesn't do that. She goes 100 miles west and demands that when her constituents want to go into the country to see the beautiful landscape, that the federal government should add more restrictions. That's not where I'm going.
Buck said local governments should make those decisions. He also voted against the new Great American Outdoors Act, even though it was a top priority for his colleague, Republican Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And Democratic Representative Joe Neguse has joined forces with Democratic Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico to introduce an ambitious pesticide reform bill. Neguse says over $1 billion of pesticides are used each year in the country.
It's nearly one-fifth of worldwide use altogether. And once they're approved, pesticides often remain on the market literally for decades, even when scientific evidence overwhelmingly shows that a pesticide is causing harm to people or the environment.
The bill proposes to ban some of the most damaging pesticides and close EPA loopholes. You're listening to CPR News.